Welcome, 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 everybody, back to another episode of the Trans Lesson Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. As always, I am your host, Mari, and it is an absolute pleasure to be back. I'd first like to apologize for being gone for so long because I have been moving, so I haven't really been giving you all episodes. It's basically almost been about a month since I last recorded our latest episode from the previous season. And with that, like I said, I'd like to apologize. It's been a lot of moving pieces, a lot of moving parts, but I technically got my apartment up to the point where it's doable to at least give you all a new episode as quickly as I possibly can. I've been anxious to give you all a new episode because I love doing this. I love being able to provide you all with transgender history. So it's a pleasure to actually be here today. And I'm extremely excited to be back and get new episodes going for you all. With that, I would also like to thank all of our listeners, followers, supporters, subscribers, because as I was out, I've been trying to keep up with the analytics on my free time, and we have surpassed 1,000 subscribers, so give it up for yourselves. I appreciate you all for supporting this podcast. It's going to get better with time. You know, I'm not saying that's bad now, but like I said, it was a big vision back in the year 21 when the COVID era was like kind of started. And now me actually getting back into it, kind of limiting a little bit of my distractions from Atlanta and giving myself a new space to kind of like do this full time, give you all those weekly episodes, and also just having, you know, a little bit of fun doing research as I normally do. I am excited to give you all another season, which is season 4 that we're currently recording now, and more seasons in the near future. If you don't know me already, for all of our new subscribers or new listeners here today, my name is Mari. I am a Black transgender man who studies transgender history and just transgender experiences and narratives. I've been doing this for the past 7 years, and I'm currently right now in school getting my master's and soon to be PhD in social justice human rights with a concentration in LGBTQ plus rights and history. So that's just a little bit more about me. If you are new, welcome. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And for obviously all of my returnees, thank you for continuing to support the podcast as always too as well. If it wasn't for you, I would not really be here today doing what I'd love. And like I said, surpassing 1,000 subscribers and over 5,000 listens as well. So thank you all so much. Now with that, I want to actually get to today's topic. And today was actually something that I came across a long time ago. And when I initially started doing research within the transgender experiences, when I first initially saw it, I really didn't pay that much attention to it. I remember seeing it at first and thought it was super cool. But on my flight out of town, I actually ended up doing some research on the flight and looking more into this specific, what I like to call a precious artifact, if you ask me. Doing a little bit of research, you can find more information about this, and I'll repeat it again at the end of the podcast. At the University of Victoria in British Columbia, Canada, they have a transgender archive, and they do have a digital one, my apologies, as well, online that you can view at any time. If you want to learn a little bit more about transgender history, I highly recommend going there, whether it's in person or also on the online version. Just do a simple Google search, and you can get all the information that you need directly from there. And with this, I want to introduce you all, if you haven't already done research on this or heard about it, transgender tapestry. Now, if you never heard of transgender tapestry, I do want to give you all a nice little breakdown of what it is and also to how impactful it is to transgender history. So today we're going to be immersing ourselves into the influential world of transgender tapestry, which was a magazine that has profoundly impacted transgender history, really serving as a beacon of light for the transgender community for over several decades. Now to get started, the story of transgender tapestry founded by Marissa Sherrill Lynn begins in the late 1970s. And in 78, to be precise, the magazine was actually born underneath the title TV-TS Tapestry Journal. During this time, it was when transgender issues were often overlooked, as we all know, and resources for the transgender community were also scarce. Now, the magazine had actually emerged as a important as an important platform, providing not just resources, but also personal narratives and a much needed support system for the transgender community during this time, but also in the decades in which it transferred over and rolled over into as well. Now, some of us might be wondering, you know, kind of what does it really encompass, right? And we really distinguished the magazine. What really distinguished the magazine had and what made it really truly unique in its own field was the special composition of its context, right? It was far more than just your typical magazine. It was a vibrant and dynamic tapestry of diverse experiences and captivating stories that you may or may not have heard of. It has a genuine and heartfelt collage of human experiences, really from all walks of life. Hence why I really ended up changing its name over into Transgender Tapestry. Now, this unique magazine served as a beacon of hope in a world that often seemed dark and unaccepting of the transgender community. And in this magazine, and I basically have copies of this, it offered a wide range of viable resources like advice from experts, comprehensive medical information, legal perspectives from those well-versed in the field. And most importantly, it provided a sense of community to its readers. And this sense of community was not just about connecting people, but about creating a safe space where everyone felt accepted and understood. And the magazine stood as a testament to the power of shared experiences and mutual support, truly really embodying its name, Transgender Tapestry. Now, to continue on, one of the magazine's most significant impacts was its role in amplifying transgender voices, as we could expect, right? Voices that are often marginalized and ignored even still today in this decade. And in the magazine, it actually ended up sharing personal narratives, right? And the magazine brought the transgender experience to the forefront, really, humanizing it, raising awareness, and also promoting empathy among its diverse readership. Now, Transgender Tapestry also played a crucial role in promoting transgender rights, as we could expect as well, right? It was not just a magazine, but it was actually a platform and a stage where activists could share their work in progress, and it allowed the community to stay informed and engaged in the fight for equality, acting as a catalyst for the transgender movement. Now, of course, as the years progress, we enter now into the year of the 2000s, where if you were born during the year of the 2000s, whether you were small or old, younger or older, my apologies, and or you just very well versed in the 2000s. During the time in the mid-2000s for me, I was still young, but I remember vividly a lot about the 2000s that this is where a lot of change happened to the magazine industry, where they were moving away from print and transferring over into digital. So with that, the 2000s actually brought that same significant change to Transgender Tapestry, where it transitioned actually into a digital format. And due to that move, it actually ended up expanding its reach globally. So instead of it being more national or even regional, right, or both really and simultaneously, we went outside the U.S. and actually took it further into a global stance to allow everyone across the world who identify as trans to have the ability to have this magazine available to them at any time. And, you know, despite the transition, its mission still remained the same, right, where it's to support, to inform and uplift the transgender community. So the magazine actually continued to be the voice of the transgender community, embracing the digital era while also staying true to its own roots. Now, I personally think that we should go back to print, to be completely honest with you. like I said, I have physical copies, like literally in my hand right now, and if you want to believe me. And that, this could sound fake, it could be like regular paper in my hand, but I can promise you I have physical copies. I'll take a picture of them and put them on Instagram or make a YouTube video about it. But I've looked into both of these magazines, and I just bought two. And if you are interested in actually buying a copy of this, you can actually go on eBay, which is where I found my copies. Right now, they're not in their cases, and I'm putting these in frames or cases. I'm not sure which one. It depends on what Hobby Lobby might have for me, but I'm putting these in kind of framing them, like I said, as historical artifacts. And I feel like that sounds bad. So, and I'm sure there's another word I can use to kind of show this, to kind of show the importance of it, while actually also taking the time to actually read it whenever I want to. Like, I read a couple of pages on the flight because I ended up purchasing them prior to me leaving, and kind of flying back and forth. But I can tell you right now, like, going through it the first couple of times, really, this magazine, in my personal opinion, and if you have a physical copy as well, for those who have been, who were around when this magazine had first been introduced, feels like a sense of home away from home, right? Or at least a sense of being without someone physically coming into your face and telling it to your face to say you deserve to be seen. Like, there's so much knowledgeable information to hear from medical information, as I mentioned earlier. And I personally loved the ability to have the personal narrative. So people are literally in this magazine telling their stories, talking about, you know, maybe something personal that happened for them, just being able to provide education, change, you know, additional respect and all that. And I just loved how laid out this magazine was, while also at the same time looking at how much of an impact it had had. It's had in the past, but wishing that we can also have this currently in the future. Now, there might be some current active magazines that's available right now that's trans-oriented. I do know about FTM Magazine, which was founded back in 08, if I'm accurate on that, which was a female-to-male magazine, very similar to Transgender Tapestry, which Transgender Tapestry is more overall, and FTM Magazine was more focused on the female-to-male sector within the transgender community, and how... I've had copies of FTM Magazine as well. And that was from years ago when I had those. And both magazines gave a sense of community. And it's just, they were both just extremely important in having something physically in your hand that you can always go to remind yourself that you belong, to remind yourself that there are resources out there, to remind yourself that these stories that are being told in this magazine need to be heard, and they help me, whether it's me, literally me personally, or me as in, you know, just a regular human being, or not really a human being, but, you know, well, yeah, a regular human being, or you're really just anyone who identifies within the transgender spectrum, you know. And like I said, if you haven't already, I could tell you right now, when I first read a couple of pages in here, I my mind was literally blown. And like I said, it felt so good to hear these stories and to read these stories. And like I said, this is back. I got my copies. This is in the year of 2001 for one of them, in the year of 2004. So these are a couple of years ago. It's not too super long ago. But how even then, like even when I didn't know myself personally to identify as trans, even though I knew mentally, but I never knew the terminology and didn't know that these things existed, of course. That people back in this time frame, at least when I bought these two magazines, were willing to actually put this out to the world so that we can have this type of resource available at any time with just a purchase. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, please go ahead and buy a copy of Transgender Tapestry. Like I said, I bought mine off eBay, great condition, extremely cheap, like $25, not including shipping and handling. But keep them. Like, have them, show them to like your chosen family, or even your kids if you want to later on in life. You know, it's totally up to your own personal choice. But I know for me, I can't wait to show these to my youth group and family and friends of people who have trans, you know, kids, family members and stuff like that, to let them know that they are seen and they have been seen for a very long time. And that having something this sacred and important in our world is still necessary even today. So definitely go get you a copy off eBay. That's still available right now. And like I said, super easy, fast shipping, like literally like a day or two. So with that, in conclusion, you know, Transgender Tapestry, a significant publication, has left a mark on transgender history that I think is undeniable. And by providing a much needed platform, it has magnified voices that might otherwise have been drowned out or really lost in the echoes of mainstream discourse. And in doing so, it has played an integral, unarguably profound role in the ceaseless pursuit of transgender rights. And has acted as a beacon of hope and a testament to the struggles and victories of the transgender community, and has thereby really furthered the cause of equality and understanding. So as we conclude today's episode, I want us all to reflect on the powerful impact of transgender tapestry and its stories, its voices, and its unwavering commitment to the transgender community have played a pivotal role in shaping our transgender history today. So with that, I thank you all so much for tuning in today. Stay tuned for our next episode, which will drop later this week, as we continue to dive into the rich tapestry of transgender history. I have so many more stories to tell, so many more voices to amplify. Follow us on Instagram at the Trans Lesson Plan. Follow me, the host, Mari World. Mari at Mari World, MariiWrld. And until next time, I appreciate you all for coming out today. Stay informed, stay engaged, and continue to support the transgender community. Rest in peace. Next.